Human trafficking is a global crime. It happens in rich as well as in poor countries, enslaving millions of victims. It knows no borders, flourishing where profit is higher and detection risks are lower. It constantly mutates and evolves, adapting to circumstances and exploiting local opportunities. On 24 November, the United Nations Office of Drugs and Crime, UNODC, published its 2014 Global Report on Human Trafficking. The report shows that there is no place in the world where children, women, and men are safe. Between 2010 and 2012, out of the 193 members of the United Nations, 124 countries reported cases of human trafficking. Victims came from 152 nationalities. As the figures derive from official statistics, and they are not based on estimates, there can be no safer ground to say that this is a crime that has a global stretch. It is important to note, though, that one third of the victims have been trafficked in their home countries. More than 60% of them have been subject to limited geographical movement. Human trafficking is a global crime, but it must be fought locally. While the majority of victims continue to be trafficked for sexual exploitation, other forms are increasingly reported. Human trafficking for forced labor is now 40% of all reported cases. In some regions, such as East Asia and South Asia and the Pacific, it is actually the most prevalent form with almost 64%. 10 additional types of human trafficking have also been detected by member states and include, amongst others, benefit fraud, committal of petty crimes, forced begging, illegal adoption, organ harvesting, and pornography. Vulnerable groups among the population remain the main targets of traffickers, with women and girls constituting 70% of all reported cases. Most worryingly, one in three victims is a child, a threefold increase since 10 years ago. In some regions, such as Africa and the Middle East, child trafficking is more than 60% of all cases. 2013-2014 has seen an unprecedented number of new and reignited conflicts around the world, from Libya, Iraq, and Syria to the Central African Republic and Ukraine. There is a mass movement of people fleeing conflict. In June, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR, announced that worldwide forced displacement numbers has reached the record of 51.2 million, a level not seen since the end of the Second World War. Refugees and illegal migrants are particularly vulnerable to exploitation. It should not come as a surprise, thus, that the UNODC report recorded that trafficking victims from Syria, that were very rarely detected previously, now have been reported in 8 countries. Conflict is also impacting on vulnerable communities. In accordance with UNICEF, 6,000 children have been recruited as child soldiers in the Central African Republic in 2014. And we all know that these figures represent only the tip of the iceberg, and that the real number of human trafficking victims as a result of conflict and instability is much higher. Not everything is bleak, though. There are some good news, too. The United Nations Convention Against Transnational Organized Crime and its additional protocol against human trafficking now enjoys almost universal ratification. And more than 90% of countries have introduced human trafficking offenses in their legislation. This means that the majority of countries, irrespective of their legal system and geographic location, have now similar penal provisions against human trafficking and are able to cooperate closely in the investigation and the prosecution of this crime. Being able, though, does not necessarily mean the capacity to act as well. Impunity must end. And I would wish that the news for the success of law enforcement authorities around the world were as good as of the London Metropolitan Police. But unfortunately, since 2003, and despite the introduction of new laws, the number of reported convictions remains low globally. Only 40% of countries report no conviction at all, or very few convictions. The fact that over the last year there has been no significant improvement in the overall criminal justice response to this crime is a grave concern to us, and a concern that needs to be addressed as a matter of priority. As the guardian of the United Nations Convention Against Transnational Organized Crime and its additional protocol against human trafficking, The United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime is mandated to support member states to eradicate human trafficking in all of its forms. Through its global programs, UNODC has trained in the last 2 years alone over 1,300 practitioners and has reached 76 countries through technical assistance activities. Dedicated anti-human trafficking programs have been developed jointly with national governments in a wide number of countries and regions, including Latin America, the Middle East and North Africa region, the Horn of Africa, the Gulf countries, South and West Asia. To support its human trafficking efforts, UNODC is also able to use its multi-sectoral expertise in related areas such as organized crime and illicit trafficking, anti-corruption, money laundering, and law enforcement, only to mention a few. UNODC's unique global database on human trafficking cases continues to provide a valuable source for criminal justice professionals around the world and the basis for a series of policy papers to help member states understand better the issues involved in the investigation and prosecution of human trafficking, such as the use of subtle means of control, the irrelevance of victim consent, and the meaning of exploitation. Some of these papers have been directly applied by member states in legislative and judicial reviews, and in some cases they have even been cited as a source in judicial judgments, including in a court case here in the United Kingdom. A victim-centered approach is at the heart of UNODC's anti-human trafficking efforts. In Cambodia, in Costa Rica, in France, in Nigeria, and in 7 other countries, the United Nations Trust Fund for Victims of Human Trafficking has been working closely with NGOs to directly support survivors reclaim their lives. The fund is financed solely through voluntary contributions from governments, the business community, and people of goodwill. I strongly encourage you to look at the valuable work that the Trust Fund has done and to support its cause. UNODC is also coordinating the work of the UN agencies, of the 16 UN agencies involved in the field of human trafficking, promoting policy cooperation and closer coordination of field-led projects to increase impact and maximize resources. None of the above, though, would have been possible without the trust and confidence of our member states. I'm particularly grateful to the government of the United Kingdom for the support and the close partnership that we enjoy with the Crown Prosecution Service, the National Crime Agency, and the London Metropolitan Police. Their contribution and support to the work of UNODC has been of immense value. Ladies and gentlemen, human trafficking undermines the progress that humanity has achieved since the adoption of the Abolition Bill by the House of Commons in 1807 and the recognition of the inalienability of human rights and fundamental freedoms in the 19th and the 20th centuries. It is a crime that goes far beyond the exploitation of others, reducing people to commodities that can be used, bought, or sold to make profit. Eradicating it requires relentless efforts and a strong commitment. The Santa Marta Group is an initiative that sends a very powerful message for the determination of the church, the state, through its law enforcement agencies, and civil society to join forces in ensuring that more victims are identified and saved, and that more cases of human trafficking are effectively investigated and prosecuted. I'm looking forward to working with you to achieve these goals, and I would like to thank you for the opportunity to address you today.